You ask for it, I always deliver. Welcome to the Real Housewives of Melbourne exclusive podcast. What you're going to find is this podcast is exactly like my Twitter page. So we're going to be breaking down juicy exclusives, production insight, and just recapping the show. I have a lot of opinions and I'm going to speak my mind. So sit back, grab your wine and relax. We're going to get straight into it. To help me today is my mate Ross from Glitterball Creative. Ross, thank you so much for coming on.
It is my pleasure to be here. This is delightful. The first episode was also a delight, and I can't wait to see what this season holds.
You know, obviously, I'm really excited that the show is back. It's been years, so like this is huge.
Yeah, probably feels like an eternity for Real Housewives fans, I'm sure.
Now, I just want to jump straight into the action. Obviously, as we know, we have Jackie, Gamble and Janet back. Three really strong women that have been a part of the cast for the previous seasons of this show. But I think let's just get straight into our newbies, hey? Let's just crack that open.
Sure.
Kyla Kirkpatrick, otherwise known as the Champagne Dame. Now, I have my feelings about this woman. Oh my God, but I've got to try and keep it neutral for the moment, I'm telling you. Oh, it's just so hard to bite my tongue.
To help you bite your tongue, can I interrupt you and give her another nickname?
Sure.
Carmen San Diego.
Why?
That hat! That's why!
I'm the Champagne Dame, Champagne Dame. I've got a new name, the Champagne Sham. But anyway, we're not going to go there yet.
I feel like she, out of any of the newbies we have met so far, because I feel like it's only fair to keep it to the clump we have met so far, is the most performative to camera out of any of the Melbourne Housewives I've seen.
Agreed. Agreed. She totally wants to drive her own narrative.
It just feels put on from the bashing over the head of the Champagne Dame thing. We get it, it's your brand. We don't need to hear it every 5 seconds. You don't see me running around shouting my business name every 5 seconds.
Now, Cherry is a yoga teacher, which initially when I heard that she was joining the show, I was a little bit concerned that she was potentially going to be like the Athena X of the Real Housewives of Melbourne.
Fuck off, all right? You're annoying. You're a bore and a pain sack, Captain Eyebrows.
But I was pleasantly surprised by Cherry. I thought, here is this calm woman who's really just about the namaste. But obviously, you know, the introduction was with Janet and Gamble coming to do a yoga session. Ross, what were your first impressions of Cherry?
Look, I like Cherry, but I am a little bit worried that she's going to be a little bit too quiet to handle the rest of these ladies. When you have such big characters like a Gamble and Janet, and well, really all of the OGs are such big characters, she might well be the peacemaker of the group, but is that going to be enough to make her interesting TV? I don't know, but I really like her. The yoga sequence was hysterical with Gamble in that outfit, looking like a cross between I Dream of Jeannie and Ariana Grande, just fabulous. And also Janet actually taking it so seriously. I was like, I'm very impressed with you, Janet. But look, I like Cherry.
Yeah, 100%. I think my favorite yoga pose from that sequence was the I don't know what the fuck I'm doing pose, because that's just me in general. Simone Elliott. Now, Simone Elliott, in my opinion, is probably one of the strongest newbies on this cast. She is someone who is just a boss. And I really think that she's going to, by the end of this season, she brings a lot to the show. I think she's going to come out, and if there is a season 6, which we are hearing whispers of, I think they will cast her out of any of the other newbies to come back for season 6. What did you think of Simone Ross? You obviously saw her.
I'm a big, big fan. Her introduction package was great. And even just hearing her in interviews in the lead up to this first episode, she was nothing but endearing. And
did you see in her intro package when she dropped her laptop in the car?
I missed that actually. But
they were filming and it was while she was talking about, she's like, I'm a bust. And the next minute it was like, poof. But like they cut it before it fully actually fell. And I was like, I noticed this. So I've gone back and I watched it and it's just like, poof. Every time. I just can't stop watching it. But anyway.
But even seeing her with her friends, they're just on the complete flip side of what we were just talking about with Kyla, the champagne sham, if you will. Simone feels there's just a realness, and what you're seeing is what you're actually getting with her. And I don't think she's, while she's there to obviously make entertainment, as all the ladies are, I don't think she is taking it so seriously as a branding exercise as someone like a Kyla is.
Yes.
There's somebody else, which we'll get to later in the season, that I'd like to include in that pile, but I'll leave it alone.
So what's really interesting about this new season is that Matchbox decided to film double the cast events this season. And so the first cast event that we saw was Janet's lunch. There was that hopeless waiter Hugo, right? Now, I'm questioning here. Janet said in her confessional that she didn't know Hugo's qualifications. I'm going to call it out. Was Hugo a member of production? Because how could Janet not have known who was in her home, for starters, as a public figure?
But hang on. What if, okay, so I'm going to bounce back on your theory here. What if he's someone that's employed by her other half?
I mean, that could totally be a possibility, and she would probably have faith in this person, in Hugo, if that was the case.
Mm.
But I'm more inclined to think it was production. I don't know.
And I'm also inclined to think that you were staring at that mullet, so you know.
Well, look, Hugo was very hot. I did put it out on my Twitter, as you guys saw, and Real Housewives of Melbourne did like it. So obviously all the girls came together, and what made me laugh, Ross, was when Gamble got so defensive. When she was like, I'm not inviting these people in my home unless I've met them for 2 years. And I was like, well, that's fair. I mean, I wouldn't invite somebody like Kyla Kirkpatrick into my home either. You know, when it's smoke and mirrors, but it was just
not looking like the Camp Carmen Sandiego that she did. Actually, to be fair, I like the outfit, but all I can think of is Carmen Sandiego. I'm sorry.
Well, look, I'm more inclined to go with what Gamble said. She did look like a little bit of a porn star. And Janet even confirmed that on social media. You know, she retweeted my tweet and was like, she did look like a porn star, because she did at the end of the day. And for her to bring her Emperor champagne glasses and sit at that table while Janet had spent hours preparing for that lunch, right? For Kyla then to go, Hugo, I've got champagne glasses. Shut up. Shut up, Kyla. Nobody cares. We get that you're the champagne dame. We freaking get it. Like, what more do we need to do? Do you need a freaking banner at every freaking cast event for everybody to know?
The right way to have approached this would have been to be like, well, I like your glasses, Janet. I have plugged the brand that way. Like, be like, I have insert whatever the name of the glass was, it's that unmemorable that I've already forgotten. That is actually supposedly the better glass. You know, like there's politer ways to promo your own product than just sledgehammering it in there, you know?
Well, she could have come to Janet, not on camera, in her kitchen, before the table was made. That's all I'm saying. Have some etiquette.
Even present the glasses as a gift.
Showed off your hat, put a cork in it. Like, honestly, it was just so ridiculous.
What an icon.
I could not believe what I was seeing. It was just like, come on. And then Kyla has the nerve to sit there and like pull a face as if she knows that she's stirring shit. It's like, come on, you want to fucking come off as this person who's like, oh, I'm so sweet and whatever. We know what you're doing, you sly snake.
Not to rewind our timeline here for 2 seconds, but do you know what? I feel like karma was already sent her way when she was made to drink green juice out of a champagne glass.
Yeah, look, that's true. She was probably riling over that because it didn't have champagne in it. She had to drink green juice instead. Ooh, God forbid anybody who drinks green juice.
Is she just like constantly drinking champagne? Is that how she makes those fashion choices?
I think she's a morbid alcoholic. This is really worrying. She needs to go to AA, the Champagne Dames AA.
She'll start that as an event yet next.
Look, with Kyla, I think it's very smoke and mirrors. I think you guys will see as the season goes on that it's just bullshit. This mask that she puts up, that she's this elegant woman, I think, no. You have come from allegedly humble beginnings, but you're acting like a complete and utter privileged idiot. And quite frankly, it doesn't resonate with the audience. You have campaigned on social media since the very beginning that justice will be served and you're not a bully and yada, 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 but you're a troublemaker. So the ladies are at this spa day, as we've seen, and there comes up a conversation about age and about fashion. Now, Janet has revealed that her and Gamble were showed a text by Cherry where Kyla has said, these women need to up their fashion game. And she also said that to Cherry, up your fashion game, up your fashion look. Janet confronted this on camera and Kyla denied it when there is proof. Ross, what do you think about this? Is this as outrageous? Am I overreacting?
Okay. So I have 2 points to make here. But to answer your question, I don't think you're overreacting because A, and this is my first point, none of these women would be cast if they weren't up to a certain standard of fashion, if they weren't fitting some level of a mold, right? Whether we agree with it or not is another kettle of fish, but production have had an idea when they've casted these women, you know.
What, they had an idea that two of them would be a complete fraud?
I'm leaving that alone. I personally feel that fashion is very personal and it's a form of self-expression. And if she wants to wander around as the campest come in San Diego I've seen in a long while, I don't see how she can see that it's fair to impose her own fashion ideals on other people. Now, I myself wear a lot of obnoxious fashion, but you don't see me running around thrusting fluorescent clothing on other people. It's a personal choice. These women are free to express themselves however the heck they want to.
And age shouldn't come into it. And I think that was the issue I had as well. What's really interesting is that now that the episode has aired, Kyla has come out on Instagram and I'm going to read you what Kyla has said. And I want to
yes, please. I haven't seen this. Please do.
Well, it's also interesting because it's no longer in her feed. So Foxtel has obviously seen this and taken it down. Well, and so she says, don't believe everything you see on reality TV. There is a lot of framing and twisting of stories. I would never tell my friends that their fashion isn't up to speed. It's a load of bollocks. Most of the time I'm in my tracksuit pants with no makeup, and that's totally cool. Plus, Cherry has a much better wardrobe than me. Are you kidding?
Not this. Who is she? The Veronica's doing damage control and The Apprentice? Come on.
This is ridiculous. There is absolute proof that she has done this, and yet she still is going, oh, no, champagne, darling, champagne for everyone.
This is more narrative spinning than Erica Jane from what I've seen recently, and to be fair, I'm not up to date, but, like, come on.
And the thing is, there's so much more to come, Ross, and I'm just like, how are we going to get through this season with this level of what Gamble calls bombastic arrogance?
Well, we better buckle up then, hey, and keep Kyler away from any level of an event that involves drinking.
Oh, God. So, guys, I think we've covered a fair bit in this episode, and I'm really thankful for Ross. Ross has dedicated his time to come join me, and I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I'm trying to play around with the format a little bit. I'm still learning the grooves of podcasting, so bear with me. But I'm really excited for next week's episode. I will be back next Tuesday with a brand new episode talking all things episode 2. And yes, I'm very keen. I have lots to say in regards to Kyler and Angelique. I mean, well, yes, Kyler and Angelique, but also Angelique and Gamble. And drink lots of champagne. Everybody's going to become an alcoholic after this because I started doing a champagne tally. And I was like, oh, shit. But anyway, we'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.